Hours later, as the castle slept, three of them paid a call on his cell. Gren held his arms, while Pip sat on his legs. John could hear Rast's rapid breathing as Ghost leapt onto his chest. The direwolf's eyes burned red as embers as his teeth nipped lightly at the soft skin of the boy's throat, just enough to draw blood. "Remember, we know where you sleep," John said softly. The next morning, John heard Rast tell Albert and Toad how his razor had slipped while he shaved. From that day forth, neither Rast nor any of the others would hurt Samwell Tarly. When Sir Alistair matched them against him, they would stand their ground and swat aside his slow, clumsy strokes. If the master-at-arms screamed for an attack, they would dance in and tap Sam lightly on breastplate or helm or leg. Sir Alistair raged and threatened and called them all cravens and women and worse, yet Sam remained unhurt. A few nights later, at John's urging, he joined them for the evening meal, taking a place on the bench beside Halder. It was another fortnight before he found the nerve to join their talk, but in time he was laughing at Pip's faces and teasing Gren with the best of them. Fat and awkward and frightened he might be, but Samwell Tarly was no fool. One night he visited John in his cell. "I don't know what you did," he said, "but I know you did it." He looked away shyly. "I've never had a friend before."